ABC Radio Australia.
To Vanuatu now, where struggling businesses in the country's earthquake-battered capital are hoping a new national government will give them a better picture of what their future holds. Port Vila's CBD remains closed, nearly 2 months after the magnitude 7.3 earthquake devastated the city. A survey has found many businesses in the area are just staying afloat, but they can't keep it up for much longer, as Liam Fox reports.
Times have been tough for Ivan Oswalt, owner of Number One Cafe, since the December 17 earthquake.
Just before the earthquake, we were gearing up for a really exciting Christmas. It was going busy. We had a cruise ship the next day. We were fully stocked. We had food everywhere preparing for the cruise ship coming in. And so we lost lots of stock, fridges, everything broke. So, massive loss.
The cafe was a popular waterfront venue in the heart of Port Vila. His building wasn't badly damaged, but neighbouring ones were, so there's no safe access. And in any event, the CBD has been closed to the public since the quake. So Mr. Oswald's had to get creative to keep his business afloat and pay some of his staff.
So we've been able to set up a little pop-up coffee cart or coffee tents up at one of the main parks in town near the Parliament House. So we have a small staff contingent at the moment just to keep people busy and have some turnover so we can pay wages. About half the staff now are waiting at the moment, and the other half are doing one day on, one day off.
It's a common story, and one highlighted in a survey of CBD businesses for the Vanuatu Chamber of Commerce and Industry, carried out by economic consultant Peter Judge.
So we had 169 responses to the survey, and only 16% or 27 were fully operational, with a further 31% being partially operational. And the others were all closed, with some saying they were waiting until the CBD would reopen and others trying to find solutions in the short term.
He says businesses also reported a sharp fall in full-time jobs.
There were nearly 900 jobs lost in total. That's really significant for Vanuatu, where, you know, the total size of the formal private sector is probably only somewhere in around the region of 30,000 jobs. And many of those people who are wage earners will support not just their direct family, but also a broader family. So there's a lot of suffering across Port Vila right now.
40% of respondents said they're using business savings to stay afloat. 16% are using personal funds. Nearly half said they could only survive for another 2 months if the situation did not improve. The survey also asked what kind of help affected businesses would like. Mr. Judge says the most popular response was better communication.
The first thing that businesses really want to understand is the process for reopening, kind of what boxes have to be ticked, what safety measures have to be taken first, which buildings have to come down in the CBD, what does the phased reopening look like?
Cafe owner Ivan Oswald says he wants some clarity and certainty.
It's hard because we don't know what's going on. That's the main problem, is communication here. We still don't see a plan or a time frame of when we're going to open. So a lot of businesses are going blind. It's like, are we going to close for a month or 2 months completely and restart? Or can we operate for a while?
The problem with communication's been compounded by the fact there's only been a caretaker government in place all this time because Parliament was dissolved last November and a snap election held last month. A new government should be formed tomorrow when Parliament sits for the first time since the poll, and businesses are hoping the flow of information will improve. Back to the survey, and Peter Judge says there was one heartening finding amid the gloom.
We haven't found any businesses who've given up. Everyone who's temporarily closed says they want to come back. Given it was the most damaging earthquake economically in Vanuatu's history, I really think that's a remarkable finding and such an incredible testament to the strength and the resilience of the business owners here.
That's economic consultant Peter Judge, ending that report by Liam Fox.